The $1.5 billion appeal actually covers two humanitarian plans, one for Syria and the other for countries hosting the growing number of refugees escaping from a conflict which continues to intensify since violence flared up in March 2011. Their collective projects cover areas such as food, shelter, water, and sanitation, comprising the largest short-term humanitarian appeal ever. UN Regional Humanitarian Coordinator for Syria, Radwan Nusseh, says that with most of the country engulfed in violence, Syrians have few safe havens.
The Syrians are now faced with three dangers. One is the insecurity and massive violence. Two is the lack of the very basic commodities that can help them to survive. And three, and not least, the cold, because the cold is having a dramatic effect on many children, on many families who have lost or who have left their homes and who are staying in schools, makeshift camps, unfinished housing blocks, or even in the open.
Neighboring countries such as Turkey, Iraq, Jordan, and Lebanon have been sheltering thousands of Syrians who continue to stream across their borders. For the first time, Egypt now joins that list, according to the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR. Panos Momsis is the UNHCR Regional Refugee Coordinator.
I just came from the borders where I was shocked again one more time to hear the horrific stories that refugees tell us about their experiences, fleeing violence, fleeing insecurity. We're talking about women, we're talking about children, entire villages that are uprooted and flee to safety to the neighboring countries.
While the scale of the Syrian crisis is immense and requires urgent support, the various UN agencies and their NGO partners say they've come a long way while operating in an extremely difficult environment. It is this message which they have presented to governments, says David Katrud, Director of Emergency Preparedness with the World Food Programme.
We appealed for the response to these appeals that would allow us to have pre-positioned commodities within the region so that we can respond to whatever dynamic may occur, you know, in other words, more influx of refugees or greater access or more internally displaced in Syria. So we are concerned a bit on the resource front. All of us share that concern. And so that was also flagged in the session just before this conference.
The appeals, known as the Syria Humanitarian Assistance Response Plan and the Syria Regional Response Plan, cover the period from January to June 2013. Deanne Penn, United Nations.